good point away from home. And as I always say, never underestimate a point away from home. I thought first half, we had possession in our defending third and midfield third, but we didn't really threaten them. Second half, I thought early on, we moved the ball forward quicker into our front players, which caused them a problem. And I thought second half, we had large spells of good pressure on them. They took take the lead. And then a great reaction by our lads to get back into the game. And, you know, we could have got all 3 points towards the end of the game and possibly on the state of play second half, probably deserved it.
What changed in the second half to make it a more open game?
We spoke to them, me and James, at half time about getting the ball forward quicker. And not being so laboured with our passing in the our defending third. We also recognised where we could go and hurt them in areas of their setup, and the players took that on board, and I thought we caused them more problems second half than we did first half.
Has Scott Rendell explained how he missed the chance at the end?
Yeah, he has, yeah. It was, you know, Strakes has done brilliant down the left-hand side, and he's dinked one up to the far post. Renz has got a contact on it, and it's hit the back of their defender's head on after Renz's contact. So if there was no contact by the defender, it would have gone into the back of the net. So not a miss by Renz. Unfortunately, it hit the back of a defender's head after he's made contact.
Sticking on the theme of strikers, great to see Charlie Walker coming on for the last 20 minutes.
I wanted to get him on tonight, and obviously we wanted to go and win the game, and I wanted to get as many strikers on the pitch as I could. He got on the field of play. He's got minutes into his legs. Obviously, he needs more training, more match time. But it's the first 20 minutes or so, which is pleasing for everybody.
You touched on it earlier that Aldershot came back to get a point tonight. It's the first time they've got a point from a losing position. Obviously, they haven't been in a lot of losing positions this season. How important is it to have that as a tally that continues to tick up? Is it a display of a side's resilience?
Yeah, you know what I'm like. Away from home, you can't underestimate a point. I don't care what level you're at. Away from home, a point. If you take a point, it's a good point. It's another point on the total that we've got. You know, in away games before tonight, you know, we possibly should have got some points and didn't and haven't. So we have to be pleased with the point. There's more to come from this group, more to come from it. And, you know, we're at early stages of it, but they're learning together. We're learning with them. And I was really pleased with the point tonight.
And 5 games unbeaten is a very nice streak to take up to Southport on Saturday.
Yeah, but I don't like drawing games. I like winning them. It's all very well having a nice unbeaten run. I want to win football matches. And that's maybe contradicting what I've just said there, that it's a good point here. But I want to win football matches. And, you know, I thought second half tonight, you know, we responded really well to their goal. And, you know, credit to the players that they took that on board and were on the front foot during the large periods of the second half.